From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. Los Angeles teachers are readying themselves for a strike on January 10th. The United Teachers of Los Angeles, or UTLA, has announced that after nearly 2 years of efforts at reaching agreement on a new contract with the Los Angeles Unified School District, teachers are fed up. School Superintendent Austin Buettner has made an offer of a salary increase, but UTLA officials insist that their fight is about much more than salary increases and involves reducing class sizes, hiring more support staff, and more. In particular, the union is pushing hard against the expansion of charter schools. On Saturday, December 15th, thousands of teachers and union organizers marched in downtown LA to highlight their strength and gear up for a strike if their demands are not met. They dressed in red, much like teachers protesting similar issues in other parts of the nation over the past year. We speak now with Arlene Inouye. She is a longtime union organizer, currently serving as Secretary of the United Teachers of Los Angeles. Welcome to the program, Arlene.
Thank you, Sonali. Good to be here.
So this is a long fight. It's been about 20 months of negotiations, and the union, the district has said they've offered a 6% increase to teachers in this new contract, and they're saying the teachers should accept that. What is the broad set of demands, briefly speaking, that UTLA wants the school district to come through that goes beyond salaries?
Yes, absolutely. We have made it clear from the beginning of the bargaining process, as you said, 20 months ago, that what we are faced with is a lot of critical issues in our classrooms facing our students, and that we need to address this as well as the expansion of charter schools and the unregulated charter schools, that there needs to be some oversight. So what we've brought to the district over these 20 months is a series of proposals that address key issues. One that affects, you know, everyone, including 48th in the nation in class size. And we have students sitting on windowsills. You mean you can't even walk between seats in our secondary programs. And we're even talking about important academic classes such as chemistry or English. We have overcrowded classes as well as special ed classes from K through 12th grade. And in the elementary school, we have as many as 37 in elementary school classes between third and fifth grade. So it's a problem that's been increasing over the years. Teachers have remembered when they used to have smaller class sizes, but they have increased, even though the district has a record-breaking budget and has actually $1.2 billion more than 5 years ago because of the local control funding formula from the state, which allocated more money to LAUSD because our high numbers of students in poverty and English language learners and children who are foster youth.
I understand, Arlene, that the district has something like $2 billion in reserve that they're sitting on?
It's true. It's a record-breaking number. It's never been this high. They have actually, a $2 billion reserve. And yet they say they can't afford what we're asking. We're asking for a nurse in every school 5 days a week. Right now, 40% of our nurses are only in a school 1 day a week. We have social emotional needs of our students. So we need more counselors. We need teacher librarians for our middle schools that got cut out during the recession and never been brought back. We have a need for special education, bilingual education, early ed. We want to expand that program and things that are non-monetary, such as the excessive testing that our students go through. They take over 100 tests between a transitional kindergarten and sixth grade. And we also feel that parents and educators should have more voice in the local school decisions that happen at our schools regarding budget, regarding scheduling, professional development, and so forth. So we have a number of items on the table. we have our alternative to charter schools, which is community schools, where it's a national model where there are resources that go to the local school that can be used for what the local school wants and needs, such as arts and music and wraparound services and the kind of programming that's important to members of the community. And we've asked for charter school accountability, which includes the co-location, which is a charter school that's able to locate on a public school campus and use the public school resources, and creating like a segregation on the campus and a lot of issues along with that.
Now, so, Arlene, of all of these broad issues that the union has been demanding from the district to give on, what has the district actually agreed to? Is it just the salary issue, or even that hasn't really been adequate? Are there any other issues besides salary that they've budged on, or have they essentially dug in their heels and said, we're not giving an inch?
The district appears to think that if they give enough money on the salary, that we'll be satisfied. They started with 0%, they're up to 6%, but it is with contingencies, meaning that they're asking for more work time through professional development. And they also want to change our healthcare, our lifetime healthcare benefit requirement, to take longer for new employees to get healthcare. We have not agreed to that. We never agreed to it, and yet the district is putting out that we've agreed to their salary increase. They've offered this to other unions as well that are a part of LA Unified, but it is not acceptable. And we have said from the beginning that it's not just about salary. And we are, you know, salary to us is, you know, just one issue of what will be important to sustain public education. And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at changes so that parents will want their kids to come to the local school. And we're looking for changes so that educators will want to continue to work at LAUSD. Right now, you know, we have, again, conditions, learning conditions that have created a situation where people are leaving the district. So Buettner refuses to address anything related to charter accountability. And we have an investment bank brought in by the charter school people. And we believe he's there to push a portfolio district, to cut our district up, and eventually to give it over to private operators. So that's why we are fighting so hard, because we really believe the future of public education is at stake.
So this issue of privatization is a big one, and the charter school expansion is part of that conversation. Unfortunately, many liberals, especially wealthy liberals, have put their resources behind pushing charter school expansion. And the school superintendent elected position this November during the midterm races in California was in a way a struggle over charter schools, wasn't it? In the end, you did have a very narrow win by Tony Thurmond, who I know the UTLA supported, yes, over the pro-charter guy, who was basically a wealthy person. And tell me also about the fact that this past Saturday, a week ago, when teachers marched, you marched in front of the Broad Museum in downtown LA because Eli Broad is the person who this very fancy new museum in downtown LA is named for. He is a big charter school backer, right?
That's right. So let me start by saying that UTLA is not opposed to the concept of charter schools. We have charter school members as a part of about 1,000 who are part of UTLA. But what we are opposed to is how the charter school idea of innovation and innovative ideas that came about in the 1990s got hijacked by corporate interests. And now it's been used as a model for taking out money from our public schools and moving it to a charter school where there is no oversight. There's no democratic elected board, and it's a way that has drained about $600 million every single year from our public schools. And it's not just, you know, the money that goes with the student, which is, we call it ADA, but it's also the infrastructure. you know, we still have to pay the same costs for running the school district. So it's been a great drain on the school district in terms of numbers of students, in terms of dollars, in terms of resources. And so we want that addressed. We feel it's a critical. And in relation to Eli Broad, he had a plan about 4 years ago that was leaked to the public that said he wanted to take out half of our schools in LA Unified and make them into charter schools. Eli wow. Broad and Austin Buettner have been friends and buddies and worked together at the LA Times. So yes, they are, we have many corporate reformers, and many of them are Democrats who have pushed for charter schools and given their money to these funds where they don't have to pay taxes on. And they are also able to control education through these their donations of millions of dollars, trying to, again, in the election of Tony Thurmond, use their millions, and they spent $34 million to try to elect Marshall Tuck, who, again, is a friend of, a friend of Antonio Villaraigosa, and had the PLOS partnership schools in LA, which was a mayor's takeover of about 12 schools, which we fought vigorously, and our members put letters of that they disagreed with this. They no confidence in Marshall Tuck. So we were very excited in the end that Tony Thurmond did win. And it was a fight for who's controlling our schools, whether it's private interests or as if it's going to be for the public.
Right. That so, election of Tony Thurmond was a nail-biting finish days after the actual election ended as votes were counted. Now, how are teachers feeling and UTLA members in general feeling about this imminent strike? They're going into the holidays with what must be a sense of uncertainty. Are they still determined to strike if their demands are not met?
As you said, Sonali, last Saturday, we called a march. We called it a march for public education. And we not only asked our members to show up, but we invited families, labor allies, communities. And it was very, very exciting to see, beyond our expectations, of over 50,000 people flooding the streets of LA. And with an energy that and a determination that yes, we are going to fight hard for our public schools. This is it's worth it to us, and the sacrifice of a strike and whatever it takes is what our members and parents and students as well who are there feel it's worth that the risk. It's worth the sacrifice, because right now we have been in crisis. We have been undergoing traumatic situation for years, and we want it to end. And we have to, this going on strike is a way for all of us to withhold our labor and make sure that we've changed the conditions in LA Unified. Our superintendent and school board have not listened to us. And they refuse to take action. So we believe that this is what we're left with. And of course, people, you know, it's a big sacrifice during the holidays as well. When you work, you don't get paid. So they're very aware of this and have been preparing, and we are ready.
Arlene, can you put this struggle of Los Angeles teachers into a broader national context? I mean, even in California, we know that Oakland teachers are also struggling, getting ready to potentially strike and involved in a contract battle. Over the past year, we've seen teachers in a number of states, some of them Republican states, conservative states, you know, walk out, go on one-day strikes, actually, you know, strike and win some concessions. So this doesn't seem to be an isolated phenomenon.
Absolutely. There is an educational movement happening and sweeping the nation. And I feel like, the you know, we've all experienced the same conditions, the recession And then the pay for educators has been so low that we've had to take 2 and 3 jobs. And as we saw in West Virginia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and many of the red states, they just said they came to a point where we can't live like this any longer. And taking a stand and risking everything to go out on strike in a right to work state. But everybody went out, including all the public workers. So it was a very successful action, and the legislators gave in and gave them a raise and some of the issues and conditions that they were asking for. So there's a movement across the nation because education has been, you know, privatized in different ways in different states and devalued, and educators have been suffering. And I think it's maybe because it is a predominantly female occupation with, you know, we do care, people see us as caregivers, and it hasn't been valued in our society, but we're saying enough is enough, and there's a movement for change. We know the money is there, and that it needs to be prioritized for people who are caring for kids. So we are excited to be a part of that, and LA is actually drawing the attention of the nation. And we are calling for solidarity actions from other unions, other educators, while we go on strike, and that it is a national referendum for what happens in the battle between private and public schools. And we are, together with our Oakland brothers and sisters, we have California Actions Together as well to support their struggle, and that we see this as a broad social movement.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Arlene, for joining us today. We might see you again in the new year as we head toward that January 10th date. Good luck to you and happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Sonali, and you too.
Arlene Inouye is a longtime union organizer. She's currently serving as Secretary of the United Teachers of Los Angeles. We've been discussing the imminent teacher strike in LA. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and now on Instagram at RU with Sonali.